यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वाला गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वाला गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय एवं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शतसि श्रीमद अभाई चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय आनंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नाम आचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्त वृंद के श्री गौर भक्त वृंद के ग्रंथ श्रीमद भागवतम के Nitai Gaura Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the Lotus Feet of Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaja Shakshurum Militan Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavam Sya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Sya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshvare Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna. So we're reading from the seventh canto, chapter 7, text 28, chapter entitled What Prahlad Learned in the Womb. Tasmat bhavabdihi kartavyam karmanam trigunatmanam bija Nirharanam Yoga Pravaho Paramo Diyaha Tasmat Bhavabdi Kartavyam Karmanam Trigunatmanam Bija Nirharanam Yoga Pravaho Paramodhijaha Tasmat Bhavabdi Kartavyam Karmanam Trigunatmanam Bija Nirharanam Yoga Pravaho Paramodhijaha Tasmat Bhavabdi Kartavyam Karmanam Trigunatmanam Bija Nirharanam Yoga Ravaho Paramodhijaha Bolo Tasmat Bhavabdi Kartavyam Karmanam Trigunatmanam Bija Nirharanam Yoga Prabhaho Paramodhijaha Tasmat Bhavabdi Kartavyam Karmanam Trigunatmanam Vijanirharanam Yoga Pravaho Paramodhyaha Tasmat Pavavdi Kartavyam Atmanam Trigunatmanam Vijanirharanam Yoga Pravaho Paramodhyaha Vaishnavis Anam Trigunatmanam Vijanirharanam Yoga Pravaho Paramodhyaha Tasmat Babavi Kartavyam Karmanam Trigunatmanam Vijanirharanam Yoga Pravaho Paramodhyaha Tasmat Therefore Bhavabdihi By your good selves Kartavyam To be done Karmanam Of all material activities Triguna Atmanam Conditioned by the three modes of material nature Vijanirharanam Burning of the seed Yugaha The process by which one can be linked with the Supreme Pravaha of the continuous current in the form of wakefulness I'll repeat of the continuous current in the form of wakefulness dreaming and deep sleep Uparamaha the cessation Diyaha of the intelligence. Translation. On purpose by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki ya. Therefore, my dear friends, O son of the demons, your duty is to take to Krishna consciousness, which can burn the seed of fruitive activities artificially created by the modes of material nature and stop the flow of the intelligence in wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep. In other words, when one takes to Krishna consciousness, his ignorance is immediately dissipated. Please repeat. Therefore, my dear friends, all sons of the demons, your duty is to take to Krishna consciousness, which can burn the seed of fruitive activities artificially created by the modes of material nature and stop the flow of the intelligence in wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep. In other words, when one takes to Krishna consciousness, his ignorance is immediately dissipated. Purport. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Mancha yo avyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitam brahma bhujaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. By the practice of yoga, bhakti yoga, one immediately comes to the spiritual platform, transcendental to the actions and reactions of the three modes of material nature. The root of ignorance is material consciousness, which must be killed by a spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness. So what is the root of ignorance? What is the root of ignorance? Material consciousness, thank you. The word Vijja Nirharanam refers to burning the root cause of material life to ashes. In the Medini dictionary, yoga is explained by its result. Yoge purvartha samprapto sangati dhyana yuktishu. When one is put into an awkward position because of ignorance, the process by which one can be freed from this entanglement is called yoga. This is also called liberation. Muktir hitvan yatarupam sarupena vyavasthiti. Mukti means giving up one's position in ignorance or illusion, by which one thinks in a way contrary to his constitutional position. Returning to one's constitutional position is called mukti, and the process by which one does this is called yoga. Thus, yoga is above karma, jnana, and sankhya. Indeed, yoga is the ultimate goal of life. Krishna therefore advised Arjuna to become a yogi. Tasmat yogi bhava Arjuna. Lord Krishna further advised in Bhagavad Gita that the first class yogi is he who has come to the platform of devotional service. Yoginam api sarvesam madgate nantaratmana shadhavam bhajate yomam sameyukta tamo mataha. Of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. Thus, one who always thinks of Krishna within the core of his heart is the best yogi. By practicing this best of all yoga systems, one is liberated from the material condition. Tasmat bhavabdhikartavyam karmanam trigunatmanam bija nirharanam yoga paravaho paramodhyaha. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to request the blessings of the Vaishnavas so I can say some words for my own purification and your own transcendental happiness. It's a very nice purport we're reading. Prabhupada is summarizing what has been discussed for the previous verses. Prahlad is instructing his schoolmates, and he is basically telling that we have to search for the soul. Search for the soul, and a lot has been said about the intelligence, in this particular verse, we're hearing about stopping the flow of the intelligence. So the point Prabhupada is bringing here is that actually the purpose of human life is self-realization, is to be reconnected with Krishna. This is the purpose of yoga. Actually, all the problems in life, the root cause of all the problems is this misidentification, bodily identification with matter. That's the root cause of all problems. When Vyasadev, when he sat down on meditation, just before he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam as instructed by Narada Muni, he saw how the living entities were suffering. And what was the cause of suffering? Bodily misidentification, this identification with matter. This is compared to like a dreaming state. We were born with a particular situation, a particular body, and we identify with it. And we consider this like the reality. But here it's been discussed that This is a sleeping condition. Three types of sleeping condition have been described. Huh? So it is, what is it? Previous verses. Is wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep. So wakefulness, like we are now, this is also considered sleep. If we are identifying with matter, if we are identifying with the body, this is a sleeping condition. And Krishna consciousness is meant to bring us out of that sleeping condition. Jeep jago, gora, bora, gora chandra bole. Lord Chaitanya is calling, wake up, sleeping souls. How much longer will you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? So how, now the question is, and you know, we can analyze this even in our own life. Prabhupada explains this, you know, you look back into your life, say 20 years, those who are a little older, 20 years. Or even maybe before you join Krishna consciousness. I remember in my own experience that, you know, like if I go back like 25 years ago, sometimes I see pictures of myself 25 years ago. It's a different person. I look different. I even speak a different language. I live in a different place. All the friends, all the people that I was with those days, they're gone. Even the places where I used to go, they have changed. But at the time, that was my reality. And whatever problems that were there, it was so difficult to overcome. It's just like overwhelming at times. But now you look back, you see, it's just like a sleeping condition. So similarly, now, you see, unless we come to the platform of connecting with Krishna through Krishna consciousness, this is a sleeping condition. And it's the cause of suffering. Because actually, the most of us, everybody in the material world, in fact, the main, there is a sense of alienation. There is a sense of, like Prabhupada described it, like a feeling like a fish out of water. We try to alleviate this feeling in so many different ways. Through material, so sense enjoyment, sense gratification. But actually, the only thing that brings that happiness is when we connect with Krishna in a loving relationship. And we have actual factual experience of this, that when we came to Krishna consciousness, even though the material situation may not have been as good as it was before, in the sense of, you know, I remember another example that, you know, the first time I visited Bhaktivedanta Manor, they asked me to wash pots, which I believe is what they do usually. And I remember I went into the kitchen, you know, the small kitchen, it's a small window there. I was washing pots for like 3 hours. And no matter how many pots you wash, you know, pots kept coming in. At one point we finished all the pots, and then a whole lot came, you know. And I remember I was washing it, and 3 hours went by, and then, you know, I was thinking, where is it going to end? But, you know, I thought to myself, actually, I'm actually happier now than I have never been. You know, I'm happier now than I was before. You know, I'm from South Spain, you know. I remember being in the beach, surfing and doing all kinds of, you know, pleasurable things, you know. And I remember feeling in that situation dissatisfied. I remember I had a girlfriend of those days, and I was telling her, you know, I'm not happy, you know, this is not, it's not happening, you know. And I remember everything, the situation was like perfect. Yet, you know, I'm there washing pots, which is nothing so exciting, and I'm experiencing a higher happiness. Why? Because this is actually what brings happiness to the soul. So, I mean, these are basic things, but we need to be constantly reminded that what is actually the purpose of human life? What am I supposed to do? What are my practices in Krishna consciousness? What are they there for? I'm supposed to connect with Krishna. And Prabhupada explains in the purport to this verse how this is affected. And he quotes Bhagavad Gita. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. So the translation of the verse, it says that, you know, the material activities are created by the three modes of material nature. Material desires, so hard to give up. We heard that many times, they cause pain. We still cannot give it up. Bhagavatam describes the material desires were bound like by our desires. And the way to transcend the desires is by engaging in devotional service and failing. So it seems like a vicious circle, because on one side it says that you should, you know, the way to transcend material nature is by engaging in devotional service uninterruptedly. And on the other hand, you know, our service is being interrupted by material desires. So how do we fix this? And this is the advice of Prahlad Maharaj, is the advice of Sukadeva Goswami, is the advice of the Bhagavatam. Just take up to Krishna consciousness. Just take up Krishna consciousness, because Krishna consciousness is so powerful that it will destroy everything which is inauspicious within the heart. In Ishopanishad, Krishna is described as Sudham and Apapa Bidam. He says that Krishna is antiseptic and prophylactic. And Prabhupada explains that, you know, when we associate with Krishna, there is no possibility of any Maya to remain there. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hoy Andhakara. Yahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Mayara Adhikara. Now, whenever there is the sunshine of Krishna consciousness, whenever we bring Krishna into our lives, then Maya cannot remain there. So, and we want to become immune. It's not just about becoming purified of our material desires, but also we want to become immune to the material environment. And this is the, you know, prophylactic. She said, when Krishna comes into the heart, then Maya cannot come. It's a famous prayer by King Kulashekar. And he's telling Cupid, he says, you know, you cannot come into my heart. Don't bother to come here anymore. Because Krishna is in my heart. And, you know, there is a famous pastime. You know, we understand Cupid is the personification of sin, kama, sinful desires. And this is the, you know, the root cause of misery is ignorance. Ignorance of a real identity as Krishna's servants. And because of ignorance, because of identification with the material body, then material desires manifest within the heart. And these material desires, we can understand that when material desires are in the heart, it means Cupid has pierced us with his arrows. Everybody in the material world is conquered by Cupid. Only the devotees, we can become free from the victimization of Cupid. So, it is described that one time Cupid wanted to catch Krishna as well. And he went to Vrindavan. And he was looking to this young cowherd boy. And he was trying to shoot him with his arrows, you know. And as he was trying to catch him, he was thinking, wow, he looks so beautiful, eh? Look at his curly hair, look at his jewels. And he was kind of, you know, he couldn't, you know, catch him. He was becoming bewildered, you know, and he was trying, oh, look at, you know, look at his, he's so beautiful. How, look how he smiles, he's trying to catch him. And eventually he fainted. Krishna just, Cupid fainted. And that's why Krishna is called Madan Mohan, because he is the conqueror of Cupid. So we have to somehow bring Krishna into our lives. And here we're discussing about the intelligence. And it says that we have to stop the flow of the intelligence. So what does it mean, the intelligence? How do we recognize the intelligence? How do we recognize the mind? What is the difference between the mind and the intelligence? What is the mind? What are the functions of the mind? Thinking, feeling, willing, yeah? How do we recognize the functions of the intelligence? Differentiating, discrimination, yes. Judgment. So we have to cultivate a spiritual intelligence. It's a difference that we made between spiritual intelligence and material intelligence. Material intelligence, you know, takes us away from Krishna, and spiritual intelligence brings us closer to Krishna. So all these verses, Prahlad Maharaj is being discovered, he's been speaking a lot about the intelligence. And interesting, one of the symptoms of the functions of the symptoms of the intelligence, sleep, you know? In the third canto, this is described by Kapila Siksha. It's correct apprehension, misapprehension, doubt, right? Sleep. So how is this? How is sleep a function of the intelligence? Doubt, we can see doubt is a function of the intelligence, right? The point is that these things help us to develop our intelligence. Doubt, you know, of course, it is described that when we have heard, doubt in the scripture is not recommended. But doubt, when we, like, we doubt, for instance, that I am this body, that I am the enjoyer. When this, you know, it helps us to cultivate intelligence. You know, misapprehension, understanding that I'm not this body. Prabhupada explains this in the purport. Coming to the correct apprehension, I am not this body. Sleep. What happens when we're sleeping? The body functions stopped, right? But the mind is not stopped, right? The mind is still functioning. And in a dream, we may experience so many things. Sometimes it's so intense, we identify so much with the dream that we may sweat, we may scream. So through sleep, we can understand that there is, you know, that we are not these bodies. Actually, I'm not this body. Just as I'm in a sleep, when I'm in a sleeping condition, I am identifying with that situation. Now, I am also identifying with this situation. But this situation, as far, and this is the point of, you know, that's why Prahlad Maharaj is saying, just become Krishna conscious. What is Krishna consciousness? We become free from this selfish mentality, self-centered mentality, giving up selfish desires, and in the exchange of the desire to serve Krishna. It's like, you know, removing ourselves from the center. Self-centered mentality, this is material consciousness. the removal of these selfish desires is Krishna consciousness. And how does this take place? By cultivating devotional service, serving the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The more we dedicate ourselves to serve this mission, the more we dedicate ourselves, and through the cultivation of spiritual intelligence. And this is what is, you know, Krishna describes also in the Bhagavad Gita. And it's being described here also, that, you know, become the topmost yogi. So Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita how to conquer lust. And he says by transcendental intelligence. In the very beginning, carve this enemy of lust by regulating the senses and through transcendental intelligence. So Prahlad Maharaj here is giving us the same instruction. Through the intelligence, we have to come to the understanding that I am not this body, I am the soul, I am Krishna's servant. This is the, and only when I act on the platform of Krishna consciousness, I can become satisfied. Only through devotional service, I can remove the miseries of material existence. I can attain to that completeness. The feeling of incompleteness can only be attained through the practice of Krishna consciousness. And this is again illustrated, you know, in the Ishopanishad. Prabhupada explains that all incompleteness is due to incomplete knowledge of the complete. All feelings of incompleteness are due to incomplete knowledge of the complete. So understanding who is Krishna, what is my relationship with Him, and establishing that connection, that is the purpose of human life. That is the purpose of yoga. And this is the conclusion. In Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, he explains that he is the topmost yogi, he who has made this connection with Krishna. Giving up this, illusory identification with the material body, giving up the illusory identification with the material mind, and establishing a connection with Krishna through devotional service. So I'll stop here. Is there any questions or comments? I just noticed that we finish at 9. Used to finish at 8:45. Okay, yeah.
Few days ago, a good friend of mine told me, Mahalashmi, your worst anartha is your sentimentalism. And it's the second time I've been said the same in a matter of a year or so, something like that. So I was thinking about it, and I felt, well, sentimentalism, it sounds like it's coming from the mind. And I said, well, I am not the mind, but that's disturbing me very much, this misconception of myself. No? So how do we deal? Because you were just saying that all feelings of incompleteness or insatisfaction is because we don't understand the Lord, no? How He is complete. So how we deal with these things?
Very simple, actually, and this is where it comes to the next section of the Bhagavatam in this chapter, that we have to, how do we cultivate this transcendental intelligence? We were making a distinction between material intelligence, spiritual intelligence. So, you know, we have, and you know, what you're bringing now, being sentimental. So, you see, material intelligence, we may be materially very intelligent, eh? But that doesn't mean that we're going to be Krishna conscious. Eh? Transcendental intelligence is developed, is cultivated through Guru Sadhu Shastra. When we see through the eyes of the scripture, that's the way to cultivate spiritual intelligence. And Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Maya Vamana Adaswa, Maya Buddhi Nivesaya. Just fix your mind upon me and engage all your intelligence in me. And, you know, in this way you will come to me. So how, you see, this is the whole point of the Srimad Bhagavatam, actually. And the whole point of the main objective is that we have to hear, constantly hear the message repeatedly. We have to associate with the sound vibration, Shabda Brahma. And then all these problems will be automatically removed. And that's, I forgot actually, one main point on this verse that Prabhupada explains, it's just a conclusion basically. He says that basically that all ignorance is removed by Krishna consciousness. Everything is uprooted through the practice of Krishna consciousness. So we have to have that faith and that conviction that if I continuously practice in Krishna consciousness with determination, and this is what I was emphasizing in the class, that, you know, regulating the senses on one side, and on another side, we have to bring Krishna consciousness into our lives through hearing the scripture repeatedly. And this is, you know, when we read Prabhupada's books on a regular basis, do you find like it's a sacred space there? And it's not necessarily that you are your intelligence is, you're more intelligent, right? But you have developed a transcendental intelligence. Your vision is changed. Your perception of things has changed. I mean, when I'm saying that you're no more intelligent, I'm saying that you are still Mahalakshmi, right? You're still the same, you know. But you have your vision, your perception is changed. So sentiment, being sentimental means that I am identifying with the mind. That's what it means. Spanish people, we are sentimental, right? And then when people hurt us, very difficult to forgive. So these things are like a material thing. But it, again, the same, the principle is there that, you know, material things can also be engaged in Krishna consciousness. So that sentimental thing can be, you know, attitude can also be the vital in Krishna consciousness. How? Through service to Krishna, trying to please Krishna. Like, you know, it's more like you can be more personal sometimes because you are concerned about how the other person is going to feel. This it can be utilized. But again, the principle there is that Krishna consciousness will remove all inauspiciousness. In the Nectar of Devotion, it's described that ignorance, it's described the cycle of suffering, right? And the cycle of suffering begins by ignorance. From ignorance, then you commit, actually, there is two ways to explain it. You have your prarabdha karma, that's it, being born where you are. And then we have like kutam, which is a sinful proclivity. Then we have bijam, which is sinful desire. And then we have prarabdha karma. Say aprarabdha karma, kutam, bijam, and prarabdha karma. So but Krishna consciousness is so powerful that he will remove all four stages of sin and of suffering. Everything will be uprooted by bringing Krishna into our lives. So, and how to bring Krishna consciousness into our lives? So it's through two things, through hearing about Krishna, keeping the sound vibration going, being absorbed in the scriptures, association with the devotees, cultivating nice relationship with the devotees, how we treat each other, is so essential for our cultivation of Krishna consciousness, because ultimately Krishna consciousness comes by mercy. We want Krishna, you know, we want to please Krishna, and when Krishna is pleased, then we actually can see things in the proper perspective. Prabhupada explains there is two things. He makes a distinction in the Bhagavad Gita between knowledge and intelligence also. And knowledge, he refers to knowledge to see things. What is it? Intelligence is to see things in the proper perspective. Intelligence, to see things in the proper perspective. And knowledge refers to know things as they are. So, you know, we may get knowledge from the scripture about, you know, not being the body, about, you know, how to apply, you know, the application of Krishna consciousness. And unless we apply it, unless we appropriately prioritize what is good, what is better, what is not so good. How can I explain it? You see, knowledge, you may have an understanding of a situation, right? You may see that actually, for instance, you know, this is the principle of Niyamagraha, you know, applying a higher rule for a lesser rule. You may understand that, for instance, someone when he comes into the temple, he should not, you know, like put the book on the floor, right? So that's a rule. But the person may be new to the temple, okay? And then when you come, if you just hammer him with all these, you know, instructions, he may get, you know, bewildered. You know, you may put him off. So knowledge of, you know, knowing that the shastra should not be put in the floor, that's knowledge. But intelligence means to, you know, understand how to apply that knowledge. So therefore, we have to cultivate knowledge, and at the same time, we have to learn how to apply that knowledge by proper implementation through the association of the devotees.
Then you mean that because I see my anartha, but when it's already passed by, when I've been already attacked by it, say, oh, again, this silly thing, no? So, how come out from this situation? Because it keeps on coming, whatever thing one may have, no? Keeps on coming, but until the test has passed by, I don't realize, I take it by another thing. I think it's something else, and then I say, oh, that was, again, that silly thing.
So we have to keep trying. You have to keep trying. You see, when temptation comes, we have to see through the eyes of the scripture also. You know? Like, temptation is like a bait, right? You see, and it's the promise of material happiness. And this is the point about developing, cultivating transcendental intelligence. We see that, you know, because of our previous samskaras, because of our, this, you know, we identify a particular situation with happiness. Yeah? Or we almost forced, the whole discussion comes in the Bhagavad Gita after Arjuna asks why one is forced, is almost like helplessly forced, is forced, you know, to act helplessly. Yeah? So how to overcome this? So Prabhupada, Krishna says two things. Regulate the senses. How to regulate the senses? You make a situation which is going to be, make it difficult to indulge in that activity. You make it difficult. And the other thing, how? Then you have to see. You have to, it's a case by case. But you have to somehow... And one easy way to do this is by acting in the mode of goodness, having a regulated life, practicing, getting up early in the morning, chanting good rounds, doing all these things. That helps us to regulate the senses, and then cultivating transcendental intelligence by hearing the Shastra. Hearing and hearing and hearing until, and then, eventually Krishna consciousness will win. But, the point is that we have to, and that's Rupa Goswami's advice again. What is it? That one has to remain patient. Utsahan nishchadat dhairyat tat karma pravartanat. Remain enthusiastic, being confident that there will be, the result will be attained, and being patient. And ultimately, can we remove Aranartas? Who can? So Krishna Shimvatan Sokata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridyanta Stohya Badrani Vidunati Suritsitan. So Krishna within the heart of the devotee, he cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from whom? The devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages. So we, it's again, immerse our consciousness in hearing about Krishna, chanting, reading Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of the devotees. And then these things will be washed out. We heard these things so many times. But still, are we making a facility for a specific time to read Bhagavatam daily? You are, because you are putting into Spanish. So that's your good fortune. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Yeah. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, ya. Granta Rashi Mad Bhagavatam ki, ya. Nitai Gora Premanande.